A week later, after we get the other two that was already been.
Yes, it should show up about a week later.
Being down
we,
three
we did
trailers.
Get one ordered. So,
how many loads are we taking a day? Between 8 to 10?
It's averaging 8 pretty strongly, 7 to 8.
We're carrying
some days more, some days very seldom ever below 7 or 8.
I don't know if you guys are aware, but we're actually having to sit on 3 or 4 trailers worth of trash until the next day. Because we're low that many trailers, so that's why I just wanted to make sure we have.
I don't think we're posted for this, are we?
It says purchase of equipment for transfer station, so we can talk about anything that has to do with purchasing stuff for transfer station.
Yeah, we did get the third one ordered with the same company. We had the bid for the two we purchased, and so two of them should be here at the end of July, and one the first week in August.
Okay.
Third one, so.
Sounds good.
Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Did we?
Where's that at?
Those I'm going to let Devin handle. He handled both of these easements.
I know where the second one is. Where's that? Where's the this first one at?
Patty Lane off of Sundown.
Oh. Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easements and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Taney County and Ted and Susan Dennison.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Taney County and Dennis Groves and Rachel Lynn Hewitt.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable. Checks 445-697 through 445-773. And warrants 6795 through 6795.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for June 26, 2017.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for June 26, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
There you are over there.
City of Forsyth funding agreements. Forsyth wastewater lift station. Upgrade project, Shadow Rock Park lift station and Swan Valley subdivision lift station.
Okay, the City of Forsyth is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above referenced projects. And as stated, this project is the Forsyth wastewater lift station upgrade project. And it includes two locations within the city, the Shadow Rock Park lift station and the Swan Valley Subdivision Lift Station. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $209,000. The amount is based on the cost information provided by the city, which includes cost information supplied by Ray Lindsay Company, contractor performing the work, and that's $199,000. Amount of the engineering services agreement between HDR Engineering Incorporated and the city, that's $7,700. Along with a $2,300 contingency. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the city to provide for the installation of new pumps, motors, valves, and other operational equipment at the two above-mentioned city lift station sites. This project will also provide for the increase in elevation of the Shadow Rock Park lift station wet well of 2 feet to reduce flooding concerns. These upgrades will improve the efficiency and extend the useful life of each lift station. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2017, allowing sufficient time to complete the work as noted above and also allow ample time for the approval, reimbursement, and project closeout procedures. The City of Forsyth's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on June 20th, 2017. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has approved each copy as to form. This request meets the criteria necessary to the sewer sales tax guidelines to be considered for approval. Do you have any questions?
Nope.
You guys familiar with this one?
Yes, it's the lift station down in Shadrock Park.
Yeah,
that's...
And this is already in their... It's part of their money that...
Yes, this is a project that we discussed during budget time last year. This is one that we was planning on. Yeah.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and City of Forsyth for the Forsyth Wastewater Lift Station Upgrade Project.
Sorry. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Sorry. Oh, gift of lights discussion.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Come on out.
I'm good. Do we have everything that was asked for in previous years as far as the...
Looks like we have a certificate of the liability insurance.
Try to remember, what did we request previous years?
In previous years, you asked us to, and I'm Steve Hager, by the way.
Sorry.
General manager. Thank you for seeing us this morning. You asked us in previous years to send out letters to the owners in of that property up behind there. We did that again this year. I sent out over 65 letters and didn't receive back any responses one way or the other. I can tell you from personal experience in manning the booth out there every year that we have developed quite a good friendship with a lot of those owners. In fact, so much so that as they drive by on the way home, sometimes they deliver us coffee or hot chocolate, you know.
Yeah, I haven't heard any complaints from that. I've heard complaints from the other one, but not from from yours. So, and then you give them passes that way. Are you familiar with this at all, Ms. Wyatt? Okay. This is our third year. Is that right, guys?
That's correct.
Anyway, so
I've just heard positive comments.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's been a good thing.
And yes, you're right. We give passes for the number of vehicles that they
live
request.
Back there.
Yeah.
They're not encumbered by anything.
There's also a way out through Treasure Lake, and Treasure Lake has agreed every year. And
to open it up.
And I'm sure they will this year again, too.
Okay. I honestly don't remember. Do you have our file? In previous years, have we just made a motion to allow, or do we just give a... Or a blessing? I can't remember what we've done.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I think you just say they give your approval to proceed, you know.
Proceed with the Branson Festival of Lights. Is that the...
Move to allow Attractions Management Group, is that who you guys
yes.
run, to put the festival lights in the Gretna area contingent upon county being added as additional insurance with proof and certificate and contingent upon consent from the households being affected. I've already provided evidence of both of those. So.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Meyer, was there still an issue with some... I know Devin's gotten with you on kind of a no man's land down there for this Festival of Lights.
Well, I think we resolved. Well, as you ended, as you're going over the train tracks, there's some guardrails, but I think we determined that was the City of Branson.
Okay.
We did.
They called me, and gosh, who knows when it'll get fixed.
Okay.
I think the other question would be just on the road itself. There's, you know, there's, and I don't know which gentleman I talked to here.
Well, you got the two bigwigs right there.
Well,
so talk with them, and they'll
you
get you taken care of.
Call me back, and I think we were trying to determine where that pothole
okay.
was as well. And so I think there's a portion of it that's Branson and Portsmouth County.
Okay.
That's the guys were good to follow up.
Just get with those guys and they'll...
They've been helpful to work with us the last couple of years.
I talked to the city of Branson and have gotten assurance from them that they'll fix that railing before the Christmas season begins, but...
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, when you start looking at maps, it gets a little, at least what we were looking at, a little thing. So, anyway, I appreciate everybody's help.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Maintenance agreements.
Good morning. Okay, I'm not sure really what you want to know. The meeting was scheduled, and I'm really not, don't know what it's pertaining to.
I don't either, to be honest with you. I know that we wanted to, I believe we were going to talk with...
My understanding was Nikki had asked us if she... could sign a maintenance agreement at, like before, or if it needed to go through us for approval, she needed direction. And in the packet that I gave you, that's why I gave you some samples to look at to see, you know, how different the proposals are, and some of them are not called proposals, they're called quotes and our work orders. And I have three, actually, that are pending right now. I'm waiting on to see what you want me to do, and I have one from Argyle, one from ThyssenKrupp, and one from Simplex.
Hold on, you have one from Argyle?
Uh-huh.
What is that exactly?
The one from Argyle is a panic button. One of the inmates broke the panic button off the wall, and so we have to get it replaced. And that's kind of a, that's like a, ASAP, and that's what I was kind of going to talk to you about, is that sometimes these signatures are just for parts, and just like that one, that the panic button, and then you have proposals that are more in depth, like the fire test and the generators. I think the generators might have been something that was mentioned about. Them generators are, they need to be done by professional. They do more than just change the oil
and the
filters.
The question is, giving you the ability to sign something
sure.
without, what it does is protects you.
Sure. I mean,
you don't want to sign something for $7,516.
No, I don't. But let me tell you that through the years since I've been doing this, I have been signing.
Right.
But I've always made sure that I've asked through Nikki.
Right. That's why we're here to discuss. So here's one signed for $7,516. Here's one signed for $8,327. Here's one signed for... $4,950. Here's one signed for $3,950. Anyways, now, the two previous that I mentioned, we have a contract with that company to do the work. So we went through the process of having a contract, having a bid process and contract and everything. So there's no issues there, but again, I don't know that you want to be... I don't think it's fair to her to make...
These agreements, do you know them like January, you know all the agreements that we're going to have pretty much through the year?
I do. I do on the stuff that is concerned.